USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The facts and the Constitution give us no choice but to impeach, move for the impeachment of the president.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday that the House Judiciary Committee will continue with the impeachment inquiry, starting to draft formal articles of impeachment now.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business."
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. All three crew members in yesterday's Minnesota Army National Guard helicopter crash are dead. The UH-60 Black Hawk went down south of St. Cloud. The IDs of the victims have not been released yet. Officials lost contact with the chopper while it was out on a maintenance test flight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A new federal report says 48 people have died of lung injuries related to vaping in the United States. The CDC out with its latest number of lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes. Nearly 2,300 hospitalized cases have been reported in all 50 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and two American territories. There have also been those 48 fatalities in over two dozen states. The CDC says the majority of patients are male and under the age of 35. Four people are dead after a gunfight between Florida police and two people who carjacked a UPS truck yesterday. The two suspects killed in the shootout, as well as a bystander and the UPS driver. The incident began when the suspects robbed a jewelry store in Coral Gables. A shootout followed. Then the suspects hijacked that UPS truck and kidnapped the driver. Police caught up with the suspects and shot the two to death. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg confronts the issue of gun control. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And Buick says it's ending production of the Regal sedan and the Tourex wagon in 2020. The Regal nameplate's been around for more than 40 years, but the carmaker says buyers prefer to purchase sport utility vehicles these days, and demand for the Regal fell by double digits for the first time through the first 9 months of this year. The Tourex wagon sold better than many thought, but they say it can't maintain a large enough market to justify future production. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.